May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pupa of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we have the fifth clip from the lecture Shinryu Suzuki gave on July 22nd, 1965, we call it Wisdom Seeks Wisdom. Wisdom Seeking Wisdom. So I'm going to read this clip, which is a paragraph from the transcript. It's the fifth paragraph, I think. If you go to shinryusuzuki.com, go to the lecture search form, and then, here comes an airplane. Yeah, that's music to Bali. Things are starting to move again. We'll see if they have to slow down again. And then at the lecture search form, there's a little box that says keywords. Just write in the date, 65-07-22. And you can follow along as he talks, if you want. I'll read it first, and then you'll hear a slightly edited version. There was a bunch of space in this. So if you want to hear some long pauses, you can hear the one they have there. Not much else. Clicks. Few words. I took it where he started, like one word and then stopped and said something else. But I leave the ums in. They're sort of feeling things. Usually. If it's a that doesn't feel right, I don't necessarily do it. But anyway, very minimally edited. So here we go. I don't mind, someone may say. Whatever you do, that is Buddha nature, so it doesn't matter, whatever you do. This is a misunderstanding. But morality without Buddha nature is just moral code, and you will be enslaved by moral code. That is a rigid moral code in which you will be enslaved. But if you become aware of Buddha nature, innate nature, that is freedom. That is not rigid precepts. You do it by your own choice, and you do it by your true nature, according to your true nature. So that is complete freedom. And that is also morality. So in this sense, you have freedom. You are not enslaved by Buddha nature, by a moral code. And a moral code is not always the same. It is not permanent. Strictly speaking, there is a moral code, whatever you do. So we say Zen and precepts are one. In everyday life, we call it precepts. And in practice of Zazen, we call it Zen. So Zen in everyday life should be the self-use of our true nature. So in this sense, precepts and Zen are not different. This is a very important point. Now I added a little when I read, too. I change the grammar a little, sometimes. Well, I didn't say anything yesterday. I'm not going to say anything today, except this. we can just think about that. Okay.
I don't mind. Someone may say, whatever you do, that is Buddha nature. So it doesn't matter. whatever you do. This is misunderstanding. But the morality without Buddha nature is just moral code, and you will be enslaved by moral code. That is rigid moral code by which you will be enslaved. But if you become aware of Buddha nature innately, that is freedom. That is not rigid precept. You do it by your own choice, and you do it by your true nature, according to your true nature. So that is complete freedom. And that is also morality. So in this sense, you have freedom. You are not enslaved by Buddha nature, by moral code. And moral code is not always same. It is not permanent. Strictly speaking, there is moral code. Whatever you do. So we say, Zen and precept is one. In everyday life, we call it precepts. And in practice of Zazen, we call it Zen. So Zen and everyday life should be based on, should be the self-use of our true nature. So in this sense, precepts and Zen is not different one. This is very important point.
This has been a Kuke Audio Podcast. I'm D.C., Pooba of Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Dogge Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.